America Extension Almanac.
One of the best parts of Thanksgiving is the leftovers. Some would say it's the best part. But it's always a good idea to be safe with the food that's left over from the main meal. Nebraska Extension Assistant Associate Nancy Urbanek talks about how to safely clean up and store leftovers from the big feast.
Well, basically with anything that you are storing after the holidays, you want to make sure that, you know, obviously you've done everything right from the food preparation, the cooking, the serving, but now you're holding it. You have 4 days to use any leftovers. So making sure that you're using up those leftovers, if you don't think you can use the amount of leftovers that you have within that time frame, you'd want to go ahead and either freeze them or toss them. So making sure that you remember that 4-day rule that everything should be consumed within 4 days. And so really, when you look at that, if you're making your Thanksgiving bird on and all of your sides on that Thursday of Thanksgiving, Sunday would be the day that you would have to consume everything or toss it away or freeze it. Freezing, once it's frozen, you could take it out and reheat and use it right away. Well, basically, you know, you've done an adequate job of making sure that, you know, if you have things that you're keeping out and serving, that you're coming up with some creative ways of keeping those items hot as you're serving them, whether it be a hot plate, a slow cooker, anything like that will keep it warm. So you want to keep it above 135 when you're holding it. But when you're cooling it, you want to make sure that you're cooling it down to below 40 within 2 hours to make sure that it's perfectly safe. Holding those items, you know, at refrigerated temperatures, putting a thermometer in your refrigerator and making sure that it's an accurate temperature is really important to remember right now, too. So if you're putting really large amounts of hot food in your refrigerator, you may actually bring that refrigerator up to a danger zone above 40 degrees. And then, of course, everything in your refrigerator then is out of temperature compliance. We love to go ahead and pick the turkey clean. And then I prep, you know, further dishes down the road, whether it be a casserole, whether it be a soup, making sure that I'm prepping all of those things and then freezing them for future meals is a great way to use it up before the 4 days, because you can only eat so much turkey and so many leftovers. You have to kind of be creative about using it within that 4-day rule, even though you're keeping it refrigerated and everything. We've had some staff really working diligently to put any type of resources and information and, you know, frequently asked questions on the food.unl.edu page. And they have put in also recipes, things about food safety, cooking that bird, maybe traveling with it, so that if you have questions, if you're making, you know, a holiday bird, how do you travel with it? How do you cook that bird the day before you're going to serve it, and how to safely do it that way? There's also some health and wellness tips on there about, you know, getting out if we're not seeing family. How do you kind of mentally have a really good Thanksgiving if you're missing some of those additional traditional things that you might have done in a large group? How do you make those small group settings more manageable and something that we're going to look at in 2020 and say, you know, that was a really good year. We don't want to look back and think this was an awful year. We want to look and see that this was a good year.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.